If you've gone to the Florida Botanical Gardens, you might not realize that in addition to being a beautiful outdoor museum of lights and gorgeous flowers, plants, cactus, succulents, it is also a teaching facility, and it showcases Florida-friendly landscaping principles. Hello, folks. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and this is your Gardening in Florida segment. What is a Florida-friendly landscape? Well, it's a quality landscape that's designed to maintain according to the 9 Florida-friendly landscaping principles. And you know, we're going into the dry season, and we haven't had much rain, and we don't have a drought, but these principles are based on University of Florida research, and they reduce environmental impact and produce an aesthetically pleasing, lower-maintenance landscape while helping to protect the state's natural resources. And as you know, we here at Radio St. Pete are all about sustainability. Not all Florida-friendly landscapes look alike. There's a number of attractive forms and styles that can be used, incorporating both native and non-native plants, but never invasive plants. And we'll talk about invasive plants that are not good to plant here in Florida at another time. So what are the 9 Florida-friendly landscaping principles? Well, number one, right plant, right place. Select plants suited for a specific location. They will thrive on minimal amounts of water, fertilizer, and pesticides. And you know, you might want to even consider pots because you can move pots around as the sun moves, our pots move. Number two, water efficiently. Irrigate only when needed during cooler times of day, and check your irrigation system regularly for leaks and clogs. Number three, fertilize appropriately. Apply fertilizers according to UFIFAS recommendations and only when plants are actively growing. And as you know, there is a ban from May to October on fertilizing. We don't want that fertilizer getting into our waters. Number four, Florida-friendly landscaping principle is mulch. Did you know mulch is your best friend? Maintain a 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch on a landscape bed to retain soil moisture and prevent weeds and erosion. This is my favorite, and we have living proof here that this Florida-friendly landscape principle number 5 is the way to go. Attract wildlife. Choose plants with fruits or berries to attract birds and other pollinators. If you have not been to McGow Park or over to the Florida Botanical Gardens, their butterfly garden is amazing, and you can actually see the butterflies dancing like ballerinas here and thither. It's really important to do that. We have a bunny, we have ibises, we have so many different squirrels, we have amazing number of animals that come on by, and that is number 5, Florida-friendly landscaping. You know, it's not just about the plants, it's also flora and fauna. Number 6, manage yard pests responsibly. Oh gosh, this is so important. Practice integrated pest management using as few chemicals as possible for a healthy, sustainable approach. And there are many other things you can use instead of chemicals, and we'll talk about that in a future Gardening in Florida segment. Number 7, recycle. Return valuable nutrients to the soil and reduce waste disposal by composting turfgrass clippings, leaves, and composting some of the things in your house from coffee grounds to vegetables. This is really important, especially when you're planting a garden. And you know, the winter is our gardening time. We're just the opposite of up north. This is when we put in our gardens, and that winter chill is really good for gardening. Number 7, recycle, recycle, recycle. Recycle valuable nutrients. We've talked about that. Number 8, reduce stormwater runoff. Use features on your landscape like earth shaping and rain gardens to prevent rainwater runoff of fertilizers and pesticides into the storm drains. You know, they do say that red tide and the bloom, the algae blooms, are in some part from that, but we want to keep our fish, our dolphins, our manatees healthy. And number 9, Florida-friendly landscaping principle, protect the waterfront. Protect the water body you live on with a 10-foot low maintenance zone between the shoreline and your landscape. So what are some Florida-friendly plants that you can plant? Azalea and bromeliads for butterfly gardens, Apentis salvia in your cactus and succulent aloe in your herb garden, rosemary. Rosemary also is great because mosquitoes don't like that. In your native garden, beech sunflower, beautyberry, muley grass, and Stokes aster. In your palm garden, areca palm, lady palm, foxtail palm. In your tropical fruit, banana. I love to say that. These are all drought tolerant. They're salt. Some of them are salt tolerant, but they're all Florida friendly. Tropical walkway and courtyard, a chenille pad and a crinium lily, a yelpin holly, and a bird of paradise. We have ours in a dark indigo, not orange, and there's many kinds of birds of paradise. In your vinery, an FF creep plant is a Rangoon creeper, and in a wedding garden, at the botanical gardens, you'll see Walter's viburnum, bougainvillea, and queen's wreath. These are all Florida friendly. So do you want to find out more Florida friendly plant database? Please go to www.floridayards.org/FYplants/index PHP and search by the plant or by site conditions. So for gardening in Florida, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. It doesn't have to be green to be Florida friendly, but it has to be drought tolerant. And really, folks, in this day and age of climate change, you can make a difference just by your planting. So long.